Welcome, everyone, to our blessing, our Christ blessing, on this lovely day of January the 10th. My goodness, a new year already launched and well on its way. And we are here poised with open hearts, ready to receive whatever blessings or revelations that the Spirit and presence of Christ will bring to us. We offer our love and our kinship to one another. And as we usually do, almost always, I would really like to open our conference call with our community. Whatever requests or comments you would like to make, whatever you would like to ask, it's the floor is yours, and I'll just watch for anyone to come on the call. At the moment, I'm not seeing anyone, but that doesn't mean it couldn't change. Remember, it's star six and then one. Here we go. Looks to me like we have Desmond on the call. Hi, Desmond.
Hey, Glenda. I've been having an awesome time going through your course, and I've been talking with Christopher every day.
And, great.
And I've been making some awesome images of all the detailed notes that I take with Chris and trying to understand how the adamantine particles function within our life. And we've just been creating so many cool images and stories and sharing. And it's been a great course. And I just want to say that I'm learning a tremendous amount. And this has been a really great course for me. I've been studying it pretty intensively. So I wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, and I'm glad you're taking it in. I'm glad you're inhaling it that deeply, let's put it that way. I would love to see some of your images sometime. You'll have to email me. I love to have feedback from people who are having revelations from Christ, because it's just so rewarding, and, of course, that's why I do what I do, because I love him and I love you. So thank you, Desmond. That was great. Is there anybody else who wants to speak up or just ask for a blessing or let me know about a blessing that you've received? We are having a wonderful time in our seminar, and today we're going to be talking about the One Spirit. So naturally, my attention and inspiration is pretty much on that subject right now, and I'll probably find some way to bring it into the class while we're talking. And I just wait for a few more people to get on the line and see who wants to speak up. Because it really does make a difference to have our community here. And I know you do like to hear from me, and I promise you that I have a wonderful presentation for you. But it's always so much better if it follows upon your request and your needs, your desires. Hi, Mara. You are on. Mara, you're on from here, but you may have to unmute your telephone.
Now am I on?
Yes, you are.
Good. Okay. I would like to express in the blessings today a very special gratitude. My granddaughter in Colorado in the mountains had what I think of as a miraculous incident. A semi-truck jackknifed in front of her, and her car was unable, she couldn't avoid the getting, I don't know if she got struck by the car or the truck, I mean, or if she couldn't stop and ran into it. It was one way or the other. At any rate, her car was totaled, but she came out without a scratch.
Oh, yes, she was protected.
I can't believe anything else. I thought it was just miraculous. And there are so many blessings that come, too many to list all of them. And so I'd like to express my gratitude.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Thank you, God, for that, for lifting this child out of danger and protecting her. And hopefully no one else was hurt as well.
No, I don't believe so, which is another miracle.
Well, God is great, and the love of Christ is miraculous and always with us. I just feel so blessed to be part of His grace and His working through the world and helping us rise above wherever we think we live to the higher place where we truly live. Because when we live in that place, we just get beyond the problems and the conflicts and the dangers that come to possibly challenge and assault us. So that is so great, Mara. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
You're so welcome. I am, as I said, very grateful for all of you and always being in knowing that you're in the blessings of all the blessing givers around the world. It's such a wonderful feeling to know that we have that kind of family that we can, whether we know them personally or not, we know we're all connected, and that mm-hmm. when we see the blessings each day, that we are, no matter what time of the day, there's bound to be someone that's saying it with us, and even if there isn't, that the time comes together for all of us.
It does.
Yeah, get into the blessing.
Well, you know, there really is no time and space with God. God is with all of us in all time and all space. And that was one of the things I was really marveling at as I was preparing my class for today, where we're really speaking about the one Spirit that is with us at all times, in all ways. And what I was so grateful and graceful about is the grace of the Holy Spirit and the grace of all Spirit, that everything that exists was created as Spirit, to be alive as Spirit, and to be sentient and responsive as Spirit. This is why the power of prayer works. Even though we may pray to God, we may ask guidance from the Holy Spirit for someone halfway around the planet, and we know that in that prayer there is no distance. There is no time, no space. We are with that person through the grace of God and the timeless love and unconditional miraculous power of God that is with us all at all times. One of the things that we encounter when we study the power of Spirit is a little bit more complex subject that I don't have time to take up in our blessing call today, but we will take up in our seminar this afternoon, and that is that Spirit is with us no matter where we are. We could be in the darkest night of the soul. We could be in a prisoner of war camp. We could be on our deathbed. We could be lying half dead in a street, and the Spirit will be with us and in us. It is with us in all times, in all places, in all ways. We can find Spirit in everything. We can find Spirit in nature. If we're going to buy a new car, we can just feel the Spirit from one car to the next and decide which one we would trust our life in, just to feedback upon Mara's experience. We can find the presence of Spirit in all things, which is really, really amazing. And yet, we must be reminded that even though we can find spirit in all things. We are invited to climb a stairway to heaven where we find greater and greater guidance of spirit to rise above the predicaments of life. Spirit is one of those gifts of God that can expand horizontally into infinity, taking us in all the places of our life, being with us in all the ways of our life. It can descend to the depths of our life, but we have to also remember that it can be the ladder through which we climb to higher perspectives of life. Let's never forget that, because it's really only through the Spirit that we can imagine, and not just imagine, but make real the perspectives of life that lift us above our predicaments. The way Yeshua said, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. So what did he mean by that? Well, I think he meant that he came to be with us and walk with us as a human being, sitting beside the poor, the hungry, the bereaved, the criminal, anyone who, to whom he could give spirit or water to drink, to just be there with them, to hold the children in his lap, hug them, love them, and yet at the same time, give them the experience of being somewhere above where their troubles were. Now, not everybody who sat with him got that. Some of them just wanted him to join them in their trouble and to walk with them in their trouble, which he would do. But in doing that, the miracles didn't happen. As they would accept his invitation to walk above their troubles, they became healed. They became whole. And that's why he would ask them always, before he would offer a miracle, if they were ready for it. He didn't want to violate their free will or take them any place they were not ready for. And then when they received the miracle, he would say, and by your faith, you've been made whole. And then he would admonish them. Now, go and sometimes he would say, and sin no more. Or sometimes he would say, and continue in your faith. In other words, he would encourage them to stay on this higher ground to which they had come to be. When he was with me, as I was painting the portrait, I would often wonder, did he really, really come fully to me? Or did he just come to me enough to say, come on now, come be with me? And I would meet him on higher ground. You know, the reason I wondered about that is because every day as I would paint, there were little miracles that would happen, like the paint would just dry almost instantly. Or paint I needed would show up at the local store, and I didn't have to order it. It was really amusing to watch how effortless it was to be at that higher place, on that higher ground. It makes me wonder if we have not consented to being on this level of challenge because we think we need it. And maybe we do. Maybe we really do need this level of challenge to make all the discoveries that are important about who we are. Maybe we need to be here in order to learn how to love more fully, and maybe even more importantly, how to forgive, how to learn about unconditional love, how to have compassion, how to understand the way other people suffer as they walk on this earth, how to see life from someone else's perspective. And let me tell you, my friends, that's not easy. So often we look at another person's trouble and we're looking at them from our perspective and we project into that what we think could be the answer or what we think is the cause. And we don't take the time to get to know that person. But when we do take the time to get to know that person, sometimes it is truly amazing to find out what really caused it all, what's really troubling them, what they really can't let go of. And we are simply astounded with how much judgment we placed on them, not really intending to be cruel, not really intending anything to mean anything bad. But when we know the real story, we go, oh my gosh, God forgive me. How could I have possibly thought that when this is the truth? I have a chance to discover that maybe two or three times a day, not a day, but a week in my counseling sessions. Because a person will start off their counseling session with telling me the outward landscape of a predicament or a story or what's troubling them. And I'll write it down and then I'll come to some personal, maybe not conclusions, but ideas about what I could do to offer. But I've learned never to let go of it right there. Because when people tell you the outer predicament, what they're usually doing is describing a story that I can accept. They're actually trying to be compassionate with me and not believing that I have the ability to be truly compassionate with them. It takes a while in the course of a session to cultivate enough truth that they let me really, really in. And when I get the first glimmer of truth, there may be a few tears and there may be like, I just don't think I can trust anybody with knowing my heart, with knowing how I really feel. And then my job is to assure them that no matter what you say, I won't judge you. I'm really here, sent by God, to be a friend to you and accept you just as you are. I'll love you no matter what, just the way you are. And then we can work through it. Maybe I'll have some things to offer. Maybe I won't. You see, I always say that because I don't always have the answers. Now, God does, but I don't always have the answers. Sometimes I have things to offer. Sometimes I've got some really good suggestions from experience. Sometimes we pray. But I'll tell you one thing that's always true, and that is you can never change or improve from where you're not. All these stories you tell yourself and you tell others that are only half true, they sound good. They sound like it's what's really happening, but it's actually only a half truth. And it's not that you're meaning to lie or tell a story. You're not meaning to be deceptive. You're just trying to make a convenient, easy to swallow representation of your life. Does that make sense? Okay, but it's not really, really where you are. You can only change from where you are. So once a person accepts me to stand beside them where they really, really are, that's actually the greatest gift I can give them. And it doesn't matter if I don't have the answers, because once they have a companion to be with them where they really, really, really are, they can start making their own changes. Now, this is what Jesus, Yeshua, Christ, came to do for us, is to stand with us where we really, really, really are. And you can trust him. In your prayers, you can be absolutely honest. Just bare your soul to him. Bare your heart to him. Even if you can't tell another person on this earth. And let him stand with you. Because he will. And as he stands with you, you will then gain the strength to start making changes in your life. That's the place from which changes begin. You don't even have to get down on your knees and ask forgiveness, because it may not be your fault that you're there. Now, you've had something to do with it. You might have just not been as strong as you could have been. Maybe you gave in. You gave some consent to other people to hurt you because you trusted them. You had something to do with why you're there. But it still may not have been your fault. We're not talking about fault, and that's not what it's all about. It's about being really where you are and trusting somebody else enough to be there with you. Then the miracles start happening. And that's what we want to offer you today in the blessing. That's what we invite you to join us in. In the blessing, there will be a time when we're going to ask you to begin your prayer. And I want you to be really, really real in your prayer. Whether you're praying for yourself or for world peace or another person or nature or a beloved animal or something or someone you've lost, something or someone who's unhappy, be real in your prayer. Really, really be there with them. Be so real you can feel it. And then allow Yeshua to be there with you. Feeling it with you, as you, for you. That's what he came for. This is why he would not leave this world in an exempt and miraculous way that was different from what other people could do. Because he wanted us to know that no matter what we suffered, he would be there with us. That was his gift. He didn't come here to be a martyr. There's nothing about him that's a martyr. He doesn't need to be a suffering soul. He doesn't want you to see him that way. He's brilliant. He's beautiful. He's whole. He's gorgeous. He's the Son of God. He's amazing. He's lighted. He's immortal, eternal, blessed beyond all. And yet, he wants you to know that no matter what you could have done, where you could be, where you are, who you are, he can be there with you. Not better than you, just like you. Feeling it, just like you. That's true compassion. My wonderful, wonderful friends and family, that's true compassion. That's really, really being there. And you can allow that to happen, even if there's not another person in this world you trust that much. You can trust him. And we, the blessing givers that are here, to convey his love and his energy to you. Well, you don't have to worry about us because we neutralize ourselves. We're kind of like a television antenna that, or a, you know, like a cable signal on the roof. We're just a receiver and a sender. It's all about you, Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit. Now, what about the Holy Spirit? Okay, that's an amazing topic as well. Now, see, after Yeshua's resurrection, everybody knew that he was going to return to higher places. He assured them all that he would still be with them, as he has ever since been, but not down here on the third dimensional plane in a physical body. So he's still with you. He'll come and be in your heart. He'll walk in your life with you. But he knew that we all needed somebody to talk to, a counselor, somebody that would just be beside us no matter what, wherever we were, just as he was. And he said, I send the great counselor to you to be with you. And that is the Holy Spirit of God. So no matter where you are, what you're doing, what you need, accept the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit will join you in whatever need or predicament you're in. But it loves to lift you up. It will never pull you down. And if you ever feel a spirit pulling you down, it's not the Holy Spirit. If you ever feel a spirit deceiving you, it's not the Holy Spirit. If you ever feel a spirit confusing you, it's not the Holy Spirit. But you can ask that it be the Holy Spirit. And all other spirits will depart because the Holy Spirit is Lord over all the other spirits and can cause any other negative or confusing or debilitating spirit to go away. Just call on the Holy Spirit and it will fill you with grace. And that is what we are going to do right now. It's time for our blessing. We're approaching it right upon the minute. So I would like all of you to be seated in a very relaxed way, but being whoever you are, as you are, just the way you are. The only thing is don't cross your legs, don't cross your arms, because the conveyance of this blessing is energetic, and we don't want it switching from left to right, back and forth. And if you can, allow your feet to be on the floor without artificial covering. I know that in some seasons we have to wear shoes and socks, but try not to have running shoes on. Those heavy soles just don't convey energy very well. Be as close to the earth as you can. Have your head uncovered unless you need it to be covered for your faith. And even then, have it be a natural garment, a natural covering such as linen or cotton or wool or silk, and let it be reverent and to be there because it is part of your reverence. Otherwise, have your head uncovered. Just lean back in your chair and let your heart, let your attention fall into your heart and just relax. Just be in this place of surrender, where it's okay to be whoever you are, as you are. If you're praying for another, see them as they are, who they are, the way they are. At least in the beginning of the blessing, and as the blessing passes on into higher places, you may then see them healed and lifted, but just be with them as they are right now, because it's from the way we are that we become greater than we are. I will begin with my prayer to Yeshua, When that's complete, you begin your prayer for 3 minutes while we conduct the energy of His blessing to you. Dear Yeshua, beautiful Son of God, Lord of hosts, we pray that you be with us today, that you fill us with your love, your spirit. You give us the courage to accept ourselves as being loved just the way we are. That you give us the courage to surrender into our peace and the inner perfection from which we were created. That you fill us then with your love, your grace, and you lift us to a higher plane beyond which the troubles cannot bother us, the troubles cannot take us from our inner perfection. We are so glad to receive you, and we thank you for receiving us and offering you to us as our blessing today. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is now complete. And the last step is for you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes. And during that rest, don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just be quiet in the depths of your soul and being and receive the blessings and the love of God. You are very loved. And I love you too. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.